On Sea Island, off the coast of Georgia, leaders of several Security Council countries are involved in an annual meeting of the world's top eight industrial powers. President Bush is among them. Today he called the Security Council resolution a big step in the effort to make Iraq free and democratic. The administration is using the G8 summit to promote democratic reform in the Middle East, and the war in Iraq is inserting itself into the talks in several ways. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
President Bush hasn't always found the United Nations a congenial place, but he was clearly pleased with today's unanimous vote in the Security Council.
The vote today in the United Nations Security Council, it was a great victory for the Iraqi people. The international community showed that it stands side by side with the Iraqi people.
The president said the resolution would bring free elections to Iraq and also give legitimacy to the presence of the multinational force in the country. He said America strongly supports the idea of a free society in the midst of hatred and violence. The president appeared late in the afternoon alongside Russian President Vladimir Putin. He thanked Putin for supporting the resolution in the Security Council. For his part, Putin called the resolution, without exaggeration, a major step forward in Iraq. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin said, before now, Iraq had been primarily the burden and responsibility of the United States.
Now, it will be the Iraqi government themselves who will have the whole spectrum of the sovereignty rights, which will be enjoyed by them, with a major influence now to be exercised by the entire world community.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Tony Blair said the resolution leaves little doubt that the new Iraqi government will enjoy full sovereignty rights with a U.S.-led force on hand to support it.
But as the Prime Minister of Iraq also said a few days ago, it's going to be necessary to keep that multinational force there, so that as the new Iraqi security forces build up their capability and their strength, they can increasingly take over from the multinational force.
The resolution came one day before the leaders at the summit are to issue a statement on the Middle East. U.S. officials hope to use the summit to promote democratic reforms in the region, and they've invited the leaders of such staunch U.S. allies as Turkey, Bahrain, and Jordan to attend, as well as the incoming Iraqi president. But some major countries, including Egypt and Saudi Arabia, won't be represented, and the Turkish prime minister said today that the effort would be meaningless if it doesn't address the Palestinian-Israeli crisis. Prime Minister Blair agreed that solving the problem is essential, but he added,
I think what is important also is to recognize that if Iraq can achieve the democracy that plainly its people want to see, that will be an enormous force for stability in the whole of the region, I mean, not just in Iraq itself.
Iraq is likely to insert itself in the summit in other ways as well. U.S. officials are hoping to persuade major countries like Russia and France to forgive virtually all of Iraq's debt. Only then, they say, can the country have the resources to rebuild itself after years of war. But the effort continues to face some opposition. Whatever the outcome, U.S. officials are hoping this summit will send a message that the tensions over Iraq are in the past, and that countries that differed about whether to go to war in Iraq are in agreement about how to handle the war's aftermath. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Savannah.